in the season of year when we say slichos, and one of the important halachos that actually came up this morning in our minyan at 7:30 is something that was surprising to many of the participants, and that's what I'd like to talk about. The Talmud Yerushalmi writes in the end of the first parak in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Hamaschel b'mitzvah omrim lo gemor. If somebody begins a mitzvah, we encourage them to not only begin it, but we encourage them to finish it off and see the mitzvah to its completion. This is not something that the Gemara makes up in the Talmud Yerushalmi. It is something that really Rashi on Chumash tells us is derived from a pasuk in Parashas Ekev. The Torah says, "Kol haMitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom tishmerun la'asos." The Torah says you should try to observe all of the mitzvahs that I will command you to do. Rashi says, "Hemeschalta b'mitzvah gemarosa." If you started a mitzvah, make sure to finish it. Now, where does Rashi get this from? How do you see that in the words of the pasuk? The pasuk is just simply encouraging us to do a mitzvah. How do you know you have to do the complete mitzvah from beginning to end? Says the Das Akenim, Rashi learns it from the beginning of the pasuk that says, Kol HaMitzvah, which means, do the entirety of the mitzvah from beginning to end, and do not stop in the middle. And the Gemara teaches this idea from Moshe Rabbeinu as well. The Gemara says in Sota Daf Yud Gimel, that Moshe Rabbeinu loved to do mitzvahs. And on him the Torah says, Chacham Lev, Yikach Mitzvah. Somebody who is a wise man like Moshe Rabbeinu always grabs an opportunity to perform a mitzvah whenever he can. So the Gemara says, when all of Klal Yisrael was running around Mitzrayim to try to get all the money, to try to get the Bizas Mitzrayim right before they left, Moshe Rabbeinu was smarter than all of them. And Moshe Rabbeinu decides, you know, I'm going to do a mitzvah at this time instead of being busy with the money. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes and he fulfills the promise that the Jews made to Yosef that they were going to bring his body back up to Eretz Yisrael as they left, and Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to figure out how to get the Aron of Yosef HaTzadik. Then the Gemara says, we are told that Vayikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef Imo. After all of his hard work, he finally figured out how to locate the grave of Yosef HaTzadik, how to get his bones, and Moshe Rabbeinu takes it with him as he's leaving Mitzrayim. But then in the end of the story it says, Es Atzmos Yosef Asher Helu B'nei Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, which one is it? Did Moshe Rabbeinu bring the bones of Yosef to Eretz Yisrael, or did the Jewish people travel with the bones of Yosef HaTzadik? Which one is it? Answers the Gemara, Kala Osa Dara Velo Gamro. If somebody starts off a mitzvah and does not complete it, Male Alava Kosev Al Sheh Gamro Keilu Aso. Whoever is responsible for finishing off that mitzvah, for completing it, he gets the credit for the whole thing. So Moshe Rabbeinu may have started this, but in the end Moshe Rabbeinu did not complete it, and therefore the credit goes to the Jewish people, and not so much specifically to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is this important that when one start a mitzvah that they complete it? So the Mesilas Yesharim explains. The same way that we have a concept, the Gemara says in Maseches Psachim, Zrizim Makdim in the Mitzvos, means I should get up early in the morning, I should try to do a bris as early as I can, and I should try never to delay a mitzvah more than I have to. So too, he says, this is part of the aspect of Zrizim Makdim in the Mitzvos. Doesn't just mean that I should have excitement and enthusiasm when I start it, but it means, the same way in life, that sometimes you peter out after you've been doing something for a long time. So now it says, when you start a mitzvah, and sometimes it takes a while to complete it, make sure that Zrizim Makdim means that I not only start it with excitement, that I see it to its completion. That's part of the excitement that is part of what I should feel as I do a mitzvah. That, says the Mesilas Yesharim, is where this idea comes from. When I hand off an opportunity to do a mitzvah to somebody else, it shows I'm not so excited about it. I'm not so happy. When I give a job that I'm supposed to be doing, if I'm really excited about it, as difficult as it might be, I'm going to do it. When I'm not so excited about it, I'll find someone else to take care of the job, and I won't be so enthusiastic about doing it myself. So says the Mesilas Yesharim, that's where this idea comes from. And the truth is, in Shulchan Aruch, this is mentioned in a number of different places. For example, in Hilchos Chanukah, we're told that you have somebody who's going to light the menorah in shul. We have a minhag, it's not clear exactly why we do it, when this started, but we have a minhag that we light the menorah in shul mishum persume nisa. Now says the Gemara, what if I'm the one lighting the candles, and it's the seventh night of Hanukkah, and I just can't get it to light, it's taking me longer than I expected, but I also happen to, Rachmana Litzlan, be in Avel, and I need a daven mar for the amud. So if I'm going to stand there and wait until I get all the seven candles lit, everybody in the minyan is going to have to wait to start davening Maariv, says the Shulchan Aruch. Then forget it. Hand it off to someone else. After you lit one or two, and you see it's taking too long, and it's going to be a tircha de tzibura, you should go and daven for the yamen and let somebody else finish off the mitzvah, writes the Mishnah Berurah. That means, if I'm not in a rush, and there's no extenuating circumstances, once I was the one to begin the mitzvah, I should complete it as well. The Mechaber writes, when you have tkiyas shofar, when you have on Rosh Hashanah, somebody who's designated to blow the shofar, says the Mechaber, that person should be the one to blow the shofar throughout the entire duration of davening. We have two different locations where we blow shofar, one before Shmona Esrei, and one in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. So says the Shulchan Aruch, it would seem that the same person who does the first half should also do the second half, unless he is the Chazan, and therefore he's going to be distracted by blowing shofar in the middle of his Chazaras Hashatz. But outside of that, we would encourage the same person who started to be the one to complete it as well. Now the problem with this halacha is, we have a Gemara Maseches Pesachim that seems to indicate the opposite. The Gemara says that when it comes time to offer the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, so there were millions of Jews who come up to Yerushalayim, it was a very complicated system of how they were going to get in such a short span of time. They only had one afternoon to be makriv all these Karbanos Pesach right before Pesach. So the Gemara says there, they had a system. They had many Kohanim in a row lined up, and they had an assembly line. Somebody did the Shechita, and then somebody else used to catch the blood in one of the vessels, and he would pass it to his friend, who would pass it to the next one, pass it to the next one. Nobody had to move out of their place. And the last one standing next to the Mizbeach poured the blood onto the Mizbeach, and then they had an assembly line going back the other way where they would pass the bucket back around and give it to the place where it was supposed to be. That's what the Gemara says. And this is so beautiful, writes the Gemara, because Birovam Hadras Melech, the more people involved in a mitzvah, the more beautified, the more exciting the mitzvah is. And therefore, the Gemara says this is the preferred way to do it, to have a long line of people, everybody line up, give it to the next one, to the next, and then the mitzvah will be completed. Well, Asher Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, don't we know that the concept that we've been discussing is Hamaschal B'mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemor? If you start the mitzvah, you should see it to its completion. So why am I handing off this bucket of this vessel filled with blood to somebody standing next to me who gives it to someone next to them? Isn't it my duty, isn't it my obligation to make sure that if I start this mitzvah, I should complete it? So that is a very interesting question. How do you weigh that, Gemara, in the equation of everything we discussed? And the reason why I speak about it here is because the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama writes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, and this morning, by davening, it was a surprise to people that I mentioned this. Yesh Mekomo Shenogim, there are those who have the practice, the Rama says, Minag Ashkenaz is, Shaham Espalo Slichos Yispalo Kol Hayom. Whoever is the Chazan for the Slichos is the one who should be designated to daven for the Yamud for all the tefillos of that day. Says the Magen Avraham, Afilu Arvis, even Maariv, not just that he should go and daven Shachris that comes immediately after Slichos, but even Maariv as well. You should be the Chazan. Once you started off being the Chazan for Slichos, you should be the Chazan for all the tefillos of that day. Now there's a discussion in the Stechemed, which Maariv does he mean? Does he mean Maariv the night before? I see we have a very responsible Gaba here. He doesn't just wait till the morning to find somebody who's here to daven slichos for them. And I saw him this morning planning out the rest of the week. He went to a certain person and he said, do you plan to be here on Wednesday morning? You're going to be the chazan for slichos. So he plans out the week. So if that person knows that he's designated to daven slichos on Wednesday morning, does it mean he should already daven for the Yamid Maariv on Tuesday night? That is the beginning of Wednesday. Or do we mean he should daven Maariv after he davened Slichos? So he should have Slichos, Shachris, Mincha, Maariv. Now the Stechemin writes, that would be strange. We know that a halachic day, for all intents and purposes, goes Hayom Holech Achar Alayla. We assume a day always starts at night, and it continues over till the next evening, till Shkia. So why, if I'm designated to be the Chazan for Slichos, and the Magen Avraham says I should be the Chazan not only for Slichos, but also for the Tfilos of the day, including Maariv, why would you say I should do Maariv the next night? That's after today. So some say, the Chasam Sofer writes, maybe the reason why is because tefila is keneged karbanos. As we know, tefila was instituted in the place of a karban. And there are karbanos, as the Gemara tells us, brachos daf chaf, the Gemara says there are karbanos where you have some of the residual elements of the karban are burnt the night after the karban was shechted, the evarim upedarim. So therefore we say, just as by karbanos, you shecht the karban in the morning, and that process lingers an entire day and carries over into the night, so too over here, if you are the designated chazan for slichos, you should then daven shachris and mincha and maariv going into the next day. That's a side discussion in the Achronim how to figure out what exactly the Magen Avraham meant when he said you should daven Mariv as well when you're the Chazan. But fundamentally, why should I daven for the Amud? If I've daven Slichos for the Amud, what does that have any connection to Shachris, Mincha, or Mariv? Why would you say that I should do that, says the Magen Avraham? Because Hamaschal Mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemar. Somebody who started a mitzvah should complete it. So if you started the mitzvah and you were the Chazan for Slichos, you should therefore finish off the mitzvah and do it Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv. And in fact, the Magen Avraham says, Mitam Zeh, Hu Kodem Le'avel, Ule Mohel, Ule Yartzai. This person who davens Slichos for the Amud really has a preference to the Amud over somebody who has Yartzai that day, or over somebody who is an Avel that day. Now, most shuls don't have that practice. That will be a World War III. Happens to be this morning when I was in shul, we davened at the 7:30 minyan, and there was nobody saying Kaddish. Baruch Hashem. We came to a time where everybody's finished with their Yud Beis Chodesh. Nobody's saying Kaddish. So I walked over to Rabbi Glatt this morning, and I said, this is exactly where the Magen Avraham says. The person who davened Slichos for the Amud, normally we would say he has a right to take the Amud for Shachris even over at Avel, even over a Yartzeit. But we're not going to go that extreme. People are going to get bent out of shape. But this morning, when there was no other chiyuv, certainly we should revert back to the original din, which is that somebody who starts with being the chazan for the slichos should finish up his mitzvah and be the chazan as well for everything else that day that follows. And that is what we did. So it was a good learning experience for all of us who were here. The problem is that this is very hard to understand. What? He did. So we had somebody else who davened brachos by the time I realized. So he switched by yishtabach. He finished off the rest. And that was it was a great thing. So I went over to the gabbai. I said, I feel bad that ever since I came to the shul, life has become more complicated. I didn't mean to do that. He said, maybe it's more complicated, but it's better. So I hope so. I don't know. If we follow another din in the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham, I guess it's complicated, but it's better. So that's what we try to do. So the Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna writes, he doesn't understand. We don't say this by anything else. Somebody who davened Shachris for the Amud, why don't you say, oh, you were the Chazan for Shachris, you should continue Mincha? We don't have such a concept. So what's with Slichos? So he says, no. Really what this is about is nobody really cares to daven Slichos for the Amud. It's not one of the, you know, highly coveted positions. Everybody's uncomfortable because you don't really know the words and you're going to start fumbling. So we got to somehow figure out how we're going to entice somebody to daven Slichos for the Amud. So says Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna. The way we do it is we say it's a package deal. If you want Slichos, we're going to give you Shachris Mincha Mariv. Over all the other Avelim and Chiyuvim and Yartzeit, we're going to let you do it all this way. We're going to find the Chazan for Slichos. So says the Binyan Shlomo, the truth is, Slichos is really not so important in the eyes of people, and that's why we have to figure out how to give them an extra package, an extra encouragement to want to daven. Now, I don't know, I'm not one of those people that loves to daven for the Amud and takes everything, but says the Cheshek Shlomo, maybe that's something that would make people feel more interested in doing it. It's like Maftir. Maftir became the Aliyah nobody wants. Why? Because you don't really have to do Maftir. It's after the seven Chiyuvim. So we tell the guy who has Haftorah, okay, we're going to give you Musaf also. In many shuls, they have the minig that whoever says the Haftorah gets Musaf. Why? Because we consider it, we want to find somebody who's going to be willing to take the Aliyah of Maftir, which is less than everything else. So we say, you know, it's a package deal. Once you take Maftir, we're going to give you Musaf as well. And that's the idea behind this concept of giving the person the Amud for Shachris Mincha Marav once they've davened Slichos. However, if Soloveitchik writes, this is not at all the reason why we give somebody the Amud. Once they've davened Slichos, they daven everything else. He says, no. Slichos during this time of year is really an introduction to the rest of the tefillos. We have a different formulation of tefillah during this time of year than we would have throughout the rest of the year. And therefore, he says, the Slichos that we offer every day are an introductory tefillah to all the rest of the tefillos that we will daven throughout the day. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a normal day, we daven Shachris, we daven Mincha, we daven Mariv. On a day like today, we insert so much more to the davening because we need more to daven. We have so much that we need to pray for. And therefore, he writes, that's why the Magen Avraham says, HaMaschal B'mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemar. On a regular day, somebody who daven Shachris for the Amud, no reason for them to daven Mincha or Mariv. They're not connected at all. Over here, on a day when you daven Slichos for the Amud, we assume that is the introductory prayer to everything that we're going to daven today. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says, HaMaschal B'mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemar. Once you have started that mitzvah, the introductory tefillah of the day, that really is supposed to put all the tefillahs into a different category in this time of year, therefore I should complete that and say the rest of the tefillahs, daven them for the Amud as well. This comes up in Choshen Mishpat as well, HaMaschal B'mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemar, and this happens every so often. You have a shadchan who sets up a shidduch, and they're just the one who suggested, and they set up the first date, the second date, whatever it might be. And then a month or two into the relationship, things get complicated, and the couple wants to break up, and you have a therapist who gets involved or somebody else, and they make sure that it's seen to its completion. So now the question is, who gets shadchanas? Is it the person who started, or is it the person who finished it? And you laugh, but this is a big business out there of figuring out who's going to pay money for shadchanas. There happens to be a beautiful sefer by Rabbi Yisrael Grossman. For those who know, Rabbi Grossman in Migdal HaEmek. What's his name, Reb? David Grossman, right? Is that his name? What? What? I think he's Migdal HaEmek, no? Whatever, he's a famous Jew. So his father was even more famous. His father was a Yerushalmi Yid who wrote a lot of beautiful Sfarim. He was a great Talmud Chacham. And one sefer that he wrote, Halichos Yisrael, is all about these questions, about how do we determine when you have somebody who starts off a job, who starts off a shidduch, and then somebody else finishes it, how do you determine what they deserve and what perhaps they do not? It comes up in business all the time as well. I make an introduction to somebody. I introduce two businessmen. I do nothing after that. But after that introduction, it turns out they become big business partners, and now something big comes out of that relationship. But I really didn't do much. Somebody else, a lawyer was involved, or another third party was involved. So I just made the introduction, and after that they got to know each other, and then they got a third party involved. So somebody's supposed to get a commission. I think that's standard in business world. So who gets the commission? Who is deserving? Is it the person who made the introduction, or is it the person who finished it off? And this is a general question that we deal with, and it comes down very often in Shulchan Aruch to Hamaskal ben Mitzvah Omer Lo Gemar. Just because you started doesn't mean you get the credit for finishing it. And if you didn't finish, maybe you shouldn't get credit at all, but how could you ignore me? After all, I did something. I did invest of my time. I did put forth some effort to make this relationship begin. So therefore, I should be deserving of something. And that really is a very interesting area of halacha and choshe mishpat to figure out what the provisions are for that kind of relationship that I develop, but I end up not being able to concretize and finish up.